Well, going back to when Paul and I first started working from home, the home office has evolved enormously because when we started working from home, the high tech was literally a Selectric typewriter, which was really the advanced state of the art, and an answering machine, which had only recently been put onto the market. And about 50% of people who called in hung up. But something like a copy machine, well, that was the size of a closet, and the computer was the size of a whole room, so it was certainly nothing you could do from home. And the whole thought of working from home was thought of as weird. In fact, the neighbors thought Paul was unemployed.
Now, that was 20 years ago. And over the next half dozen years, Sarah and I began percolating the idea that because people were asking us about it, that there might be a need for a book on the subject. We knew there was a need. The question was there a market? And so in 1980, we began writing Working from Home, and as it happened that fall, there was an article in Business Week that said there were 6 million home offices. Well, today, using the numbers that are compiled each year by Link Resources, there are now over 32 million people either working from home on a full-time basis, earning their primary income in or from their home, people doing something on a part-time basis, or people working during normal working hours, their normal job. So we've seen this growth of immense proportions from 6 million in 1980, when we began writing Working from Home, to 34 million today.
And you can have the equivalent of a Fortune 500 office for under $2,300 today. So that includes the computer, the fax, the modem, the printer, the copy machine that's now the size of a briefcase, and all of this can fit right on your desktop.